بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. In Jeddah, where I used to live, there is a brother, and his name is Abdullah Bani'mah. And he comes from a family that is very well known and a family that is very wealthy. They have a chain of restaurants that sell local foods like hummus and falafel, a very well-known chain. And the name of this chain is Bani'mah, named after the family. So of course, their business was very successful and the family became very wealthy, and it's a very old and established chain. So the head of this Bani'mah household, the owner of these restaurants, he had a number of children, and those children grew up, you know, with a life of ease and comfort because of the amount of wealth that they had. And one of the sons, and this is the son, Abdullah, he was a child who grew up spoiled because of the wealth of his family. And because of this, he was not keen on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had friends that encouraged him against the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had this type of a company, and he lived the type of life that was far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his father would scold him all the time. His father would try to guide him to the right path, but he wouldn't listen. So one day his father said to him, "Are you still smoking?" Because he used to smoke. And his father told him many times to stop smoking. "Are you still smoking?" And he said, "No, I quit smoking," because he just wanted to please his father, even though he still was smoking. And then his father said to him, "If you are lying to me, may Allah break your neck. If you are lying to me, may Allah break your neck." The father said this to the son out of his anger. And the son was actually lying, but he didn't think much of it. He just said, this old man, he talks like this, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. The same day he went out with his friends to go swimming in one of the swimming pools. And he went on the diving board and he jumped into the pool. And he hit the pool in such a way, when he dived in such a way that caused his neck to snap. So basically, he was still alive, but paralyzed from the neck down. He couldn't move anything. He became a quadriplegic. And he could only basically move his eyes. He could still speak, right? But everything below the neck was not movable anymore. So he became a complete quadriplegic, bedridden. And he remained in this state, and he still remains in this state today. He's still alive. And it has been more than 20 years that he has been in this type of a situation. And I went to visit him one day with some of my friends, and this actually turned out to be something, this whole calamity that befell him, it turned out to be something that really, really drew him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reestablished his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this happened, he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he advised everyone around him to turn back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is actually a person who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he even comes on some of the television channels. Many of the mashayikh and the ulama, they come and sit with him and they visit him. And there are many interviews that have been done with him where he calls the people, especially the youth, to come back to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by narrating his story and telling about what happened to him, and using this as a means to draw the people to come to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Perhaps you hate something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in that very thing much good. Of course, nobody wants this type of a thing to happen to them. But for this man, inshallah, it turned out to be in the end something that will benefit him in the akhirah. The fact that this made him turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, he will live a difficult life until he dies, but inshallah, after he dies, he will have ease and comfort that he may not have had if he remained healthy throughout his life. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts people with these type of things to raise their ranks and to bring them back to him. So with this story of our brother Abdullah ibn Ni'mah, we have many lessons that we can learn. The first lesson is the power of the dua of the father. The power of the dua of your father. If your father makes dua for you or against you, it is very likely that that dua will be accepted. So as fathers, we should always make sure, even if we're mad at our children, angry at our children, we only make good dua for them. Don't let your anger blind you and make a dua for your child that you will regret. And the father of this child, Abdullah's father, of course he regretted this dua as soon as his son had this accident. He wished he hadn't made this dua against his son. Of course he didn't really want that to happen. But out of his anger, he made this dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that dua. So nobody should ever make this type of a dua against their children. No matter how bad your children are, no matter what type of bad things they're doing to displease you and to anger you, only make dua for them. Let that make you increase in your dua for them. Say Allah yahdik, may Allah guide you, Allah yuslihak. These type of duas, may Allah rectify you, may Allah guide you. These are the types of duas that we should make for our children in times of happiness and in times of anger. Never make dua against your children, because it is very likely that that dua will be accepted. So only make dua for them. And this is likely to be accepted as well, and it will be beneficial for them inshallah in this world and in the hereafter. And of course, the other lesson that we can learn from this story is that sometimes the the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we would never expect. But sometimes, through difficulties and through tragedies and through calamities, this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings some of His slaves back to Him. And they may have to suffer for some time, a temporary time in this dunya, but the amount of comfort they will have in reward for that suffering will make them forget that they ever had any type of suffering in the first place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, there will be a person who is a believer, and he is the person who had the most difficult life in this world. A person of iman, but he had the most difficult life in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him one dip into Jannah. One dip into Jannah. And then he will ask this person, did you ever face any difficulties or hardship in your life? And the person will say, wallahi, I never faced any difficulty or hardship in my life. Just that one dip into Jannah will make him forget all of his life of difficulty and hardship and misery that he had in this world. And on the other hand, the person who was a disbeliever but had the most comfortable life in this world, the most comfortable and luxurious life in this world, but he was a disbeliever. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will be given one dip into the fire of Jahannam. And he will be asked, did you ever have any comfort in this dunya? And he will say, wallahi, I never had any comfort in this dunya. Just one dip in the fire of Jahannam will make him forget his whole life of luxury. So this is a lesson that we need to learn as well. This life is a life of a temporary nature. It will end for everyone. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This hayat al-dunya, this life of this world, is nothing but a thing of deception. Because the situation that you have in this world is not necessarily a reflection of the situation that you will have in the hereafter. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not allow us to be deceived by these things. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good life in this world and a good life in the hereafter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the punishment of the fire. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.